All right, welcome into the first edition of On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. I am Jeremy Poplin, and every week we'll be joined by the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine, that is Sean Call. And Sean, we're really excited about this opportunity to provide information to everyone out there in the fitness community on a weekly basis here in our station. Thank you so much for joining us, and really looking forward to the opportunity.
Thank you. We're really excited. This is our first show, and we're ready to go.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that we're going to tackle tonight in the first ever show, and I think this is a perfect topic to get into, it's something that I think all of us struggle with on a daily basis, that is motivation. What drives us to get up every single morning and pound the pavement, to rack the weights up every single time we go to the gym? It's something that every person struggles with constantly. I know that you struggle with it, I struggle with it, and it's something that we can't overcome, and it's something not to be afraid of.
It is the first and one of the toughest obstacles we're going to face. And the truth is, we can find motivation in lots of places. We can look around. We make any kind of effort, we're going to find motivation. Just look around. I worked with a man who would come to work every day. He worked in a small office building, and he would see a very large man riding his bike every morning. And this man just dwarfed this little bike. And he wondered where this man was going, and day after day he saw this man, and he decided one day, I'm gonna time this guy. I'm gonna see how far he's riding and where he's going. And so he gets up in his office building, he times him one day. 82 minutes, that man comes back, he sees the man ride across the parking lot again, and next day he does it again, and 84 minutes, and he's thinking, this guy's riding over an hour a day. And amazingly, he noticed this guy wasn't losing any weight. But he thought, how inspiring, this guy, he would be really overweight if he wasn't making the effort to ride his bike every day. And so this guy thought, I've got to start doing something myself. This is great. This guy, I've got a bike in the garage. I'm not doing anything with it. I need to get on that bike. And so he began to ride, and as it got colder, he couldn't ride anymore. And so he started to run. He found some friends who wanted to run with him. He got a plan to run 2 miles. Got a plan to run 5 miles, and within a year's time, this guy found himself on the starting line of a marathon, his first marathon. Amazingly, this guy finished in 3:18, which is great. A month later, he was running on the main roads, and the guy that on the bike guy, stopped in his car and said, "Hey, dude, you want a ride? Where are you running to? Can I give you a ride?" And he was so surprised to see this guy that he really didn't say anything and just kind of waved him on. The very next day, he goes to work, and inevitably he sees the bike guy riding across the parking lot there, and he says, "I've got to stop this guy. I've got to tell him, man, you originally inspired what I've done this year." And the guy tells him, "Yeah, I ride a half a mile around the corner to the Dunkin' Donuts to get the sausage croissant and the cinnamon donut every day." And so all this time he'd been timing and watching this guy. The guy was sitting in Dunkin' Donuts enjoying his breakfast. So we can really find motivation any place. And this is the first step into just, you know, getting where we want to go, finding that motivation and staying with it. There's many studies out there that show, Poplin, that the lifestyle that you settle into in your 30s, that's most likely what you're going to do the remainder of your life. And so that's pretty in your face right there. And so think about Poplin, what motivated us as kids. If we win this out-of-town tournament game, we get to stay in a hotel an extra night. And that was a big deal. And if I place in this 800-meter run, I'm going to get my name on the Jumbotron. And if I hit another double, I'm going to get my name in the paper, right? But as an adult, the rewards may not be as glamorous and on the surface, you know, just as attractive. But the rewards are far greater as an adult. If we put together the effort and the drive to reach some fitness goals, we're going to see more productivity in our careers. We're going to see a great energy level with our families, which is most important. And we're going to have a greater lifespan, which we're going to accomplish what we're supposed to. And then the fun part, and for me, I'm a competitive person. I know you are too. But remaining competitive. I mean, scoring good in your age group on that 5K every weekend, man, that feels pretty good. I don't do it, but I imagine that feels pretty good. And so that's just kind of our perspective on this show is that we want to encourage people to find motivation. And that's just a great element.
You know, and I think people sometimes fall into the trap of they try to find a greater meaning in their motivation. But the story that you had, the example that you brought, is a perfect case of just something small. And it doesn't have to be something that's grand that you look at it, this massive grand plan. Just take the time to realize that it can be something as simple as a man riding a bicycle to a donut shop every single day. And that's all you need to get started.
That's right. There's not, you can ask around. I mean, go to a 5K this Saturday and ask around. Ask some of the elite people, how'd you get your start? You know, and a lot of them may have played sports as a younger child, but they watch someone do what they've become. And it's not always glorious and huge, like you say, but there's definitely something there.
No, there absolutely is. And you know, I've lost a large amount of weight over the past 3 or 4 years. And the thing that really, you know, turned my life around, it is something a little bit more meaningful than riding a bike to a donut shop, but it was a loss of my father, you know, in his early 50s. And that really scared me at that point. So it's different for every single person when you look at the motivation factor. Now, something that I find fascinating, not only in the motivation side of things, but when we talk about, and you touched on it briefly, setting goals. Sometimes I think people want to set goals that are out of reach, that they have this grand plan in their mind that they're going to get to a certain level, and then when it doesn't happen right away, they get discouraged.
Right.
And that's not the way to approach it.
Exactly. You want to be realistic. You know, we see lots of people that will want to lose weight before their wedding day. They'll lose weight before a reunion. And then when that's gone, they go back to where they were. And so we want to look at long-term goal, but at the same time, just like what you said, we need to be realistic. Something that, you know, first of all, if you want to run, say, a 22-minute 5K, let's just keep using that example, go out and do that, man, but find the steps to get there first and be realistic about it. And when you don't get there the first time or the second time or the third time, stay with it. Because you're inevitably going to be getting better as you look to that goal. But if we were to broaden that, becoming a 22-minute 5K runner as a whole, that's the next step. And that's realistic because once you achieve the 22-minute 5K, you know what that feels like. You've got that edge that you've been in that race and you've done it. And you're going to become hopefully a 22-minute 5K runner, and that's your greater goal. A place that I go for continued motivation is experience I had 10 years ago. I was in Lake Placid, New York, and I was watching the Ironman triathlon for the first time, and it was amazing to see, of course, the elite triathletes come around the corner towards the finish line, just sprint in, nail an amazing time, and you hear the applause and all the hoopla around that. But we stuck around, and we saw, you know, Joe Schmo turn the corner 25, 30 yards away from the finish line, and the announcer would say, you know, this is John Smith. He's an accountant, father of three, his first Ironman triathlon. He's holding his hamstring. He's finding a way to get to the finish line. And when he crosses that finish line, he just collapses because his mind has given his body permission to shut down. He set that goal to get to that finish line, and once he's got there, his mind says, that's it. And that's, once again, the power of the mind and the motivation there.
You can accomplish a lot of things with the power of the mind, and that's something that we'll talk about on a continued basis here on this program. Speaking of this program, it's the first edition of On Your Mark. I'm Jeremy Poplin. That's Sean Call. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back after this. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about ways to make it fun and be more creative here on Your Mark.
The Buzz.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at restorationfootandankle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesio taping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, TulsaSportsDoctor.com.
The Buzz.
All right, welcome back to On Your Mark. We'll come your way every Thursday evening here at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. I am Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call. He's the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. And, you know, Sean, when we talk about, you know, a fitness routine or trying to just, you know, change your life, you know, you can make it fun and you can be creative with it. I think people look at sometimes of trying to get into a new routine that it has to be mundane and it has to be boring. That's not the case at all. You can have a lot of fun with this.
Oh, there's so many ways to make it fun. And I was comparing notes with a buddy the other day. I hadn't seen him in years, and we were comparing notes on running the Creek Turnpike and running all the way to NSUBA over there. And he said, man, it's like a journey. I can strap on my water bottle and my goo, and I'm ready to go. I can be there by myself for hours, and it doesn't get mundane. It's a journey. And, you know, look for something that changes frequently. Change the scenery. We talked the other day about different strength training methods that change often. Your body has to adapt to that, and therefore you get stronger. But making it fun that way, just not getting caught up in a routine, that's the key. If you find that your running routine is getting mundane, incorporate something that you already enjoy. If you like to bike, go bike. If you like to swim, swim. If you like to just get out in the yard and rough and tumble with your kids, do that. But you know, find something, incorporate something that you know you already like to do into your routine. As long as you're getting that cardio, you're really not going to do any damage. Something that my wife and I used to do before we had children, we could get out together and train together. I would let her go you know, a few minutes before I would around La Fortune Park, and I would chase her, and I would try to catch her before we ran a certain distance. And that was so much fun. It was like this little game within a game, where I could just see if I could, first of all, see the back of her and then speed up and go and catch her. A friend of mine, something that he does to kind of trick himself, he gets up 5 o'clock in the morning, and he'll go and turn the water on ice cold. And he'll get in there, and he'll stay in there as long as he can and just bear that cold water. And he'll get out and say, okay, what else do you got for me? Because he's kind of cut that tough groove in there, and he has that, you know, that's built in for the rest of the day. There's nothing else. Hey, I just withstood this ice cold water. What else you got for me, Monday? You know, like that. So that's just some ways to make it fun. Just be creative, and that's what it's all about.
And, you know, you talk about letting your wife have a head start around La Fortune Park. That can also fall into the motivation category as well. You know, kind of pushing yourself a little bit more at that point in time to say, all right, how far is she ahead? How fast and how long will it take me to catch up to her pace at this time?
That's right. And also, when you're running a race together, you turn around and you hope that you don't see your wife back there, because that's bad news. So,
yeah, you're exactly right on that front. We will take another quick break here on Your Mark. And when we come back, we'll dive into some things that, you might want to try, such as, you know, being able to experience this with someone else. You don't always have to go at it alone. I think a lot of people make that mistake, and that will also fall into the motivation category as well. This is On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. We'll be back after this.
1430 The Buzz, your home for Fox Sports.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesiotaping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes's unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, TulsaSportsDoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at RestorationFootAndAnkle.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
1300 The Buzz, your home for ESPN Radio 24/7.
All right, welcome back to On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. I am Jeremy Poplin, joined every week by Sean Call. He is the publisher of Oklahoma Sports and Fitness Magazine. So far this evening, we've shared stories of motivation with you and how to be creative and not make it a mundane routine that you have to go through every single day and every part of your week. You know, one of the things that we really want to touch on is that, you know, you can make it fun as well by inviting a partner to come out. You talk about stories with your wife. You don't always have to go at it alone. And again, so many times, I don't know how many times that we can stress on this, but that will help with motivation as well as having someone to share the experience with. And I know that you want to get into that side of this concept as well, because it is truly something that can push you beyond the limits than you would ever expect that your own mind or body could go.
Yes, the current issue of the magazine has an editorial piece by me about the importance of a training partner. It's such a important asset, and I write about a friend who, one of the most memorable training partners I had, and I achieved some great levels lifting weights, you know, benching over 300 pounds is something that I can't even dream that I'll ever get there again. But this guy, he was on a journey to lose 90 pounds, and he did it. And I was there for a majority of that, but we were on a completely different fitness level. Age difference was probably something like maybe 15, 20 years. But this guy was so driven in his diet, in his regimen. I pride myself in getting there early to the gym when I'm working out with someone. It's just respectful. But this guy would always beat me there. I would walk in, he'd be on the bike ready to go, already working up a sweat, got his big sweatsuit on, losing that weight and dropping those pounds, and I'm ready to gain some mass or whatever. But the point is, being around that motivation that he had, that inspiration, that was the key. And man, I have a hard time finding that again in a training partner. That was just an amazing time, and they would post pictures of him up on the wall because he had dropped so much weight before and after, and everyone knew him. There's James, man, he's going after it, and that was inspiring.
Well, it sets a tone for you mentally as well. You talk about your friend that wants to jump in the shower early in the morning to cut that toughness groove in with the cold, but you find yourself fixating on what James is doing throughout the day. You know that he's there, that he's maintaining that strict diet. You know that he's going to beat you, or at least try to attempt to beat you to the gym every single morning. That sets a tone mentally for you.
Yeah, and we would always work out in the evenings. I was single at that time, and so the evenings, later in the evening, was better time. And so the whole day we're thinking about this workout and building up to this. Tonight we're working the upper body, you know, and lower body days, it wasn't so exciting, but the upper body days, man, we would build up to that and we'd get our protein shakes going or whatever. But walking in there and getting ready to go with James, we knew what our workout was and just hit it hard.
I think it's also just a comfort factor as well to a lot of people. Having that, good friend, or the potential of developing a good friendship down the road through competing or working out together at that time, it is almost just it's like a comfort blanket to have someone there that you know you can share the experience with.
Oh, exactly. It's so rewarding to see someone else's achievements as you go along with them. And it's so important to have someone on your side. And I say that to mean, there's been coaches that have done that who personally get involved in your life. And a story that I like to go back to, and Poplin, I'm reaching back to 1929, but I guess it's just one of my favorites, but it just shows you, hey, inspiration has always been around. But this goes back to 1929, Rose Bowl, and it's a story about Roy Riegels, and I don't know how many would remember him or hear this story, but I wrote about it years ago in the magazine, but Georgia Tech versus the University of California in the 1929 Rose Bowl, and Roy Riegels recovered a fumble in the first inning, and he ran 65 yards in the wrong direction. He got confused about something happened. He got confused. He got turned around. He ran 65 yards in the wrong direction. His teammate tackled him on the 2-yard line, but Georgia Tech eventually just brought it into the end zone and scored. And the first half, from that moment on, the tone was set. The first half was horrible. They go into the locker room, and the coach is trying to be motivational, but it's very hard. The team morale is just down. And everyone kind of gets recharged up, gets rested and ready to go. Everyone except Roy. You find Roy in the corner, sitting with a towel over his head, and he's just sobbing. What have I done? This is the Rose Bowl, and I've done this to my team. And the coach says, guys, team that started the game, that's who's going out. And they got ready to go. Everybody left the locker room, all except for Roy. And Roy, the coach walks up to Roy and he says, Roy, let's get it going. And Roy says, I can't for the life of me. I can't do this. And the coach said, Roy, you're my man. And the second half, the story goes that Roy just demolished the competition. And it's because he had the coach in his corner. He had his back. And that's just a story that I like to just, I can just visualize that. I can just see that Roy was completely down. And, the analogy would be, a training partner who is completely busy, completely buried in family issues, perhaps, work issues, losing a job. And you're there with him training, and that's a perfect time to have someone's back.
This is On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. I am Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call. Again, every Thursday at 6:30, this is the first edition of On Your Mark. And, Sean, just on to touch on kind of a personal side of things, do you feel like sometimes that's why people do not want to jump into it, to a routine, to a fitness program, to try to change their life, because they don't have someone there that can push them or to be with them along that journey?
Well, perhaps. And I think a lot of it is just not knowing what to do and where to get started. So that's another element of it. Someone who can work through issues together and say, you know, what can we do now that's different than what we did yesterday, and how can we get better, and maybe doing some research together. But yeah, that's a big thing there, because just having someone on the journey with you. You know, you could start out together not having a clue, and learn together and grow together.
That's something hopefully that we can touch on as we go down the line, as this show continues again every Thursday night. We'll take another time out, and when we come back, we'll run down some of the upcoming events and also some of our great sponsors that help make this show possible. This is On Your Mark on Sports Radio 1430, The Buzz.
Awake on my airplane, awake on my airplane. 1430, The Buzz, your home for Fox Sports.
Get a taste of two of Tulsa's greatest events at the Williams Route 66 Quarter Marathon on Saturday, October 15th. Over 4,000 participants will start the day with a preview of November's Williams Route 66 Marathon course and the 6.55-mile Route 66 Quarter Marathon 5K or Fun Run. Or run the double by running the 5K followed by the Quarter Marathon. After the race, preview Oktoberfest at the Far From Quitten post-race party, presented by Tulsa Oktoberfest. Join the other participants in the big tent for beer, pretzel rolls, and brats from Siggy's Sausage Factory, a polka band, and maybe even a chicken dance. Learn more and register today to walk, run, or volunteer at quartermarathon.com. That's www.quartermarathon.com.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Grasson techniques, advanced kinesio taping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, TulsaSportsDoctor.com.
We step on our feet up to 12,000 times a day, and runners pound their feet with 3 to 4 times their body weight with each stride. Foot pain that doesn't resolve within a few days should be evaluated by a medical professional to understand the symptoms and all the treatment options. Doctors Brad Beasley and Shelley Hoag have extensive training in all aspects of medical and surgical foot and ankle care. Getting you back to your activities without pain is their goal. More information is available at RestorationFootAndAnkle.com.
Yeah. Your home for Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, and the Big Show. AM 1430, The Buzz.
All right, welcome back into On Your Mark. Every Thursday here on Sports Radio 1430, The Buzz at 6:30 in the evening. I am Jeremy Poplin. That is Sean Call. And Sean, one of the things that blows me away every time that I've started to dive into a little bit more in this community, into the health and fitness side, that we have a tremendous community, and there are a number of events that happen almost on a weekly basis.
The Tulsa running community is phenomenal. You're going to find so much support as you get involved in these events, and the Williams Route 66 Marathon is an event that we're really looking forward to. We look forward to it all year. We promote it, and we get behind everything that it's about. The Williams Route 66 Marathon weekend is November 19th to 20th. They're dividing it up this year. Saturday and Sunday, there's a 5K, there's a fun run, there's a half marathon, a marathon. There's also a five-person relay.
That's my goal for the year, by the way. I tell myself every year, but now I'm really going to – next year I'm going to run the Route 66 Marathon.
Awesome. I'll be there to watch you. I'll be there running with you. The price goes up October 1st, so beware of that and look forward to that. Talk about motivation. One thing, every marathon, you're going to – kind of like the Ironman, you can watch the elite come across, and that's cool, and that's great, but some of us can't relate to that. I can't. And so if you stick around for the 5-hour, 6-hour finishers, you're going to see people who are going through these local marathon programs who started out – doing nothing and hardly being able to walk a mile. And these people are finishing marathons. There's a family of events along with that marathon. One of them is October 15th, the Route 66 Quarter Marathon. And that just kind of sets the stage. It lets you see the course, some of the course, 6.55 miles or the 5K or the fun run. And there's people out there that do the double, Poplin. And that is the quarter marathon or the 5K. And then they run the quarter marathon. And it's fun to watch those guys as well. They've got a special bib and you can follow them. But at Tulsa Oktoberfest, we'll be doing the post-race party. So a lot of fun there. It's just an all-day event. They're going to just make it a great day. Beer, pretzel rolls, and brats in the tent from Sickies. And a polka band, maybe a chicken dance. So this weekend, we're looking at the Zoo Run in Tulsa, and we talked about in the fall, we see it's not uncommon to see 8-9 events per weekend. The Zoo Run here in Tulsa, 10K, 5K, 1 mile fun run. We've got the Geico Race for Freedom that we promote, 10K, 5K, 2 mile walk run in Oklahoma City. Don't miss that one if you're out there. The Jamboree Jog, 5K in Drumright, always a fun festival atmosphere. And then we have the Jay Centennial Duathlon this year, who has got a sprint duathlon, a team duathlon, even a kids duathlon. And then they've also got a 5K and a 1 mile fun run, which you don't see a lot with duathlons. They've kind of paired that together and made it just a great family event.
So lots of great events that are taking place, again, every single weekend. And boy, before we close out the show, Sean, I know we have a special thanks to all the sponsors that help make it possible.
Yeah, Sky Fitness and Wellbeing is one of them. They're located at 101st and Sheridan. I love to walk in there, and I'm always greeted by the receptionist. Every time I bring the magazine, she said, give me one now before you put them on the rack. And they're just really friendly. I can walk around there and greet the trainers, greet me as well. Just top-notch facilities. Opening in December, Sky of Midtown at 41st and Yale as well. Route 66 Marathon, of course, we just talked about that, the Williams Route 66 Marathon, just a family of events. If you can't run, you haven't been training, volunteer, be around it, or just come and watch and help the people, cheer them on. That's really helpful. Sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes. Dr. Chris Barnes is a former Division I athlete. He understands sports injuries. I talk to him all the time about different things with people. Rehabilitation, ART, Graston, Advanced Kinesio Taping, he's got it all. He does the best. Restoration Foot and Ankle, Dr. Brad Beasley and Dr. Shelley Hogue. I've known Dr. Beasley for many years. Offices in Broken Arrow and Owosso. Dr. Beasley treats my son with an ailment, and he's treated my son with an ailment, and he's treated him just like his own son. And they're just very knowledgeable, both of them, very approachable. If you've got some nagging foot pain, they're the ones to go to.
So that's a rundown of the sponsors that help make this show possible every single weekend. Thank you so much to every single last one of those. Sean, it was a lot of fun. Looking forward to working with you out throughout the rest of the year. And boy, we got through the first one, man. Looking forward to the rest of them.
Yeah, that was fun. Thank you, Papa.
Absolutely. This has been On Your Mark here on Sports Radio 1430 The Buzz. We'll come your way every Thursday here at 6:30 right here on The Buzz. For Sean Call, I'm Jeremy Poplin saying have a good night.
Looking for a fun place to work out or a place that can provide specialized training? Then join Sky Fitness and Wellbeing and enjoy their fitness centers that will meet and exceed your goals. The trainers at Sky Fitness and Wellbeing have the knowledge and experience to make staying fit fun again, while your kids can enjoy the Sky Kids Activity Center. Sky Fitness in South Tulsa is at 101st and Sheridan, while Sky Midtown will open in December on the southeast corner of 41st and Yale. Call Sky at 299-5500 or go to sky-fit.com. It's all within reach at Sky.
Introducing sports chiropractor Dr. Chris Barnes, a new kind of physician. Dr. Barnes was a Division I athlete who has and understands the drive of a competitor.
Like athletics, being a great chiropractor just wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to be the best. I use active release and Graston techniques, advanced kinesio taping methods, and the amazing factor treatment. But my greatest strength as a chiropractor is figuring out why you're hurting so I can equip you to perform at your peak. Our ultimate goal is to get you pain-free, back out there competing, and enjoying life.
Check out Dr. Barnes' unique approach to care and rehabilitation at our website, TulsaSportsDoctor.com.